For many of us, we're seeing in a very widespread and intense way the crisis of a system that's built on greed, racism, sexism, war, and many other acts of social, economic, and political oppression, a system that has no regards for basic human rights. The last 8 years under the Bush administration has helped people to see the crisis of this system, although the system has been a failure even prior to Bush. But this last 8 years of arrogance, of international aggression, of racism, homophobia, sexism, has helped people to see the failures of this system. I guess probably the last 4 or 5 months with this corporate bailout, this bailout of those forces who are responsible for the problems that we all face, has really helped us to understand that we don't really live in a democracy that empowers people and give people a right to make decisions. The brother who spoke a little earlier, what he didn't say was that those corporations that have been bailed out, that a lot of those corporations support Israel and also funnel money to Israel. So some of that bailout money that they're receiving, with no oversight, by the way, is probably also reinforcing the oppression of our brothers and sisters in Palestine and immediately in the area of Gaza. Over the last 8 years, we've seen social movements that have been mobilizing and fighting back. The anti-war movement has been a constant. The movements against racist police violence, against attacks on immigrants, against gentrification, for labor rights, for quality education, and for public services, and against environmental racism, and many more. However, these movements have not had a framework that really united them and showed how their unity and action together with a common platform could make some substantial changes. The Obama campaign and election was very important, not because Obama will do all of the right things, but because of what it helped to trigger among the masses of the people. It triggered a new energy, a new enthusiasm that helps to break the apathy, the cynicism, and a lack of confidence in challenging the system of oppression. This was the importance of the campaign. It became an arena where all of these social movements acted together to say no to Bush and yes, it leads to the promise of change. And you know, too often, all we can rely on is a promise. But oppressed peoples don't just rely on promises. They organize in order to help to materialize the promises that are being made. We're seeing this new energy. We saw an expression of this new energy in a recent struggle in Chicago with the Republic Windows and Doors workers led by UE Local 1110 that occupied the plant. Now you must understand that many of these workers were immigrant workers, immigrant Latino workers, and many were undocumented workers, and they still had the courage to occupy that plant. This is a reflection of the new energy and a willingness now, you understand, to break with the apathy and the fears that this last 8 years have pounded in the people. We saw the recent victory of the union workers at Smithfield after a 15 to 16 year campaign against the most vicious employer, that beat and jailed workers. They won that. What did the workers say? They say, if we can change the White House, we can change the Hog House. That was the slogan there. This is the energy that's out there. But that energy must be organized. It must be built on. And it must not just be organized around the promises of Obama. It must be organized to hold Obama accountable to the promises that he made. The People's Assemblies must help to foster a new system of democracy. This is a period where the crisis of democracy must be met with a redefinition of democracy. A democracy that empowers people to have voice and power where they work, where they live, where they go to school, where they play, and must have power to have solidarity with oppressed people around the world whose oppression, you understand, is being carried out by the same government that oppresses us inside of the U.S. We must have a new democracy. The General Assembly in Virginia, as it is the case in North Carolina, they must respond to a people's platform, not a corporate platform that's sent to the legislature by way of their representatives. But a people's platform must emerge from a people's assembly. And whether or not the government recognizes the People's Assembly or not, the People's Assembly must begin to recognize itself as a new form of people's government that organizes the people's political power from the bottom up. We have to form an assembly here. And this assembly needs to make contact with assemblies that's organizing throughout this region and eventually throughout this country. Obama had to support the workers at the Republican Windows and Doors. Had no choice. Why? Because the Republican workers did not work for Obama to take the initiative, they took the initiative. They set the tone of the struggle. Let me conclude by saying that there's no accident that this last year you've seen this massive bailout of the corporations, and it's no accident that you're seeing what's happening in Gaza. This system is very deliberately setting the economic, international, and political tone for the next administration. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. They're losing in Iraq. Mm-hmm. They understand that in order to stay in the Middle East, they must intensify the attack on Gaza, you understand, in order to keep the Middle East, you understand, you know, and the troops in the Middle East. So it's very, very important, because there was always discussion now about pulling out of Iraq. You know, the U.S. is a monster. Now, no, it's not Obama's fault. But we must understand that he is inheriting a contradiction that we must struggle not only with him, but we must struggle with our own communities to challenge this direction. And we must do it in a very, very powerful way.
Amen.
How can you give away almost $3 trillion in the last 4 or 5 months? A lame duck. This is the first time in my lifetime that I've seen or heard of a lame duck government giving away the whole house. I mean, this is very, very serious. Lastly, let me say, and I want to say this very happily. There was a part
partly an ideological defeat with this victory of Obama. You know, all of the campaigns have been able to sway almost the whole white working class to the side, you understand, of reaction, of racism. You know, and defeat anybody who at least promised to be progressive. This is the first time that I heard trade union leaders, even though they got many problems, appeal to their members, you understand, their white members, to say, no, we can't be hoodwinked by this. Very important. Very important. You know, it might be temporary, but we have to build on what they were forced to do and deepen, you understand, this understanding that it took a struggle against racism in order for all of us to win at least what we saw as a victory. This was very, very, very important. It was an ideological defeat. Let's not think, you understand, that those in power are not aware of that, that they were not able. You see, the policies that even destroyed welfare prevented McCain and the ultra-right by saying, see, those black people was using up all of the money. It's very greed, and destroying the safety net prevented it, you understand, from utilizing that, you know, to exploit white workers about, you know, carrying the lazy bums, as they would say it, or the welfare queens, as they used it before. Corporate greed, you understand, as a great thinker said, capitalism is his own grave digger. That it is so greedy, you understand, that being led by greed oftentimes will have it, you understand, to weaken its ability to continue to use the divide and conquer tactics that it uses, you know, to keep its system stabilized. It's time for us in the People's Assemblies, brothers and sisters, you know, to come up with a new day. If there's any time for us to be active, for us to be in the streets, for us to go down to those courts and make sure that these judges got everybody looking at them as they're giving out sentences, now is the time. Now is the time. Thank you.